Genesis chapter 21. The Lord visited Sarah just as he said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had promised. So Sarah became pregnant and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the appointed time that God had said it would happen. Then Abraham named his son, who was born to him, whom Sarah bore, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had instructed him. Now Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born. Sarah exclaimed, "God has made me laugh. Everyone who hears this will laugh with me." She said, "Who would have ever said to Abraham that Sarah should nurse children? For I have borne him a son in his old age." The child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. When Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, mocking, she said to Abraham, "Throw out this slave girl and her son, for the son of this slave girl will not be heir along with my son Isaac." Now this issue was troubling to Abraham because of his son Ishmael. Then God said to Abraham, "Do not be upset over the boy or your slave girl. Listen to all Sarah has said to you, for your descendants will be counted through Isaac, and I will make the son of the slave girl into a nation too, because he is your offspring." So Abraham got up early in the morning, took bread and a bottle of water, and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder along with the child, and sent her away. She left and wandered about in the wilderness of Beersheba. When the water in the skin was gone, she put the child under one of the shrubs. Then she went and sat down across from him, about a bowshot away, for she said, "Do not let me watch the death of the child." So she sat across from him, lifted up her voice, and wept. Then God heard the voice of the boy, and the angel of the Lord called to Hagar from heaven, and said to her, "What's wrong, Hagar? Fear not. God has heard the voice of the boy there. Get up, pick up the boy, and hold him by the hand, for I will make him into a great nation." Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. She went and filled the skin with water, and gave the boy a drink. Now God was with the boy, and he grew. He lived in the wilderness, and as he grew up, he became an archer. He lived in the wilderness of Paran. His mother got him a wife from the land of Egypt. At that time, Abimelech and Phicol, the captain of his army, said to Abraham, "God is with you in everything you do. Now, therefore, swear to me by God that you will not deal falsely with me, or with my son, or with my son's son, but according to the loyal kindness that I have shown you, you will show to me, and to the land where you lived as a foreigner." Then Abraham said, "I swear to it." But Abraham complained to Abimelech about the well of water that Abimelech's servants had seized. Then Abimelech replied, "I do not know who did this. You did not tell me, and I had not even heard of it until today." So Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them to Abimelech, and they made a treaty. And Abraham set apart 7 female lambs of the flocks by themselves. And Abimelech said to Abraham, "What do these 7 female lambs mean, which you have set apart by themselves?" And he said, "Accept these 7 female lambs from my hand as a witness proving that I dug this well." That is why he called the place Beersheba, because the two of them swore an oath there. So they made a treaty at Beersheba. Abimelech and Phicol, the captain of his army, got up and returned to the land of the Philistines. Then Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and there called on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. So Abraham stayed in the land of the Philistines many days.